on today's show. Let's do the damn thing, man. I didn't get a hat. I look bald AF, but that's okay. Here hanging out with you guys on another Looch Dog in the Morning channel, TTR Studios on YouTube. So much to get into. We're going to find out what's bugging Belly. We've got an article that will bug Belly. We're turning down not for what, but for kid. Best electives in middle school today. A TV show you need to be watching. And morning people suck. That's fine that I'm one of them. Stick around right here and find out why, folks. Strap it on. It's Looch Dog in the Morning.
You're listening to Looch Dog in the Morning, brought to you by TTR Studios.
Welcome back, folks. Let's do the damn thing. Man, I'm ready to go right here with Belly Matt LaBelle across the way. Good morning, dude.
Good morning. What's going on?
Got my ramen shirt on, ready to rock, feeling a little naked with no hat, but that is okay. I got a lot of sleep yesterday, and I'm wondering how much you would hate it if you had to wake up to me every morning. Now, I know you tune in, and I kind of dial it down for you guys. This is me dialed down. Okay, so I'm questioning what it would be like, as Belly dials me down a little bit here, if you were to date me. If you were to date me, and this is... just dialing it all the way down. If you were to date me and have to deal with this every morning at the A crack of dawn, because let me tell you something, I get up early, okay? And I found a girl on Bumble who the first thing in her profile is morning people suck. And we matched and we started doing all the talking and all that and blah, blah, blah.
But you haven't broke the news to her yet?
I you know, dude, I feel like I kind of lied. Welcome to the show. Everybody in the social media lounge, good morning. Right now we are serving echinacea. Echinacea is what we are serving. Belly, do you know what that is?
I Googled it.
Okay, what do you got? You are not even here.
The dried rhizome roots or other parts of three purple cone flowers that are used primarily in dietary supplements and herbal remedies for the stimulating effect that are held to have on the immune system.
It's supposed to help you get to sleep. I mean, it's used to help you get to sleep and for your immune system too.
That is not what I found.
Am I not right?
I've only found that it helps boost the immune system.
Yeah, I got this backwards. What's the one that people take blank pills? It's not metabolism pills to go to sleep. It's help me out, social media lounge. What is the pill that you take? It's not metabolism. It sounds like that. It's something that's natural. Melatonin, is that it?
Melatonin is a sleeping pill.
Yes, that's the one I was thinking. That's what we're serving in the sleeping in the social media lounge.
Or sleeping herb?
Well, yeah, echinacea is actually, that's right. That's something you can help take for your throat for a singer. Excuse me.
Well, we do it for the radio, right?
I do it for the radio. So we're serving echinacea today.
Yes.
For Belly.
For your immune system boost during these cold winter times.
But I wanted to serve something to help you get to sleep earlier. You poor damn thing, you get 3 hours and you come on the air.
What are you talking about? I went to sleep.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Don't ask me that. It's what time I took a nap yesterday.
That's true.
Question.
That's true. But you came out at about 8:30 last night, ready to roll. I was about on my last leg.
Yep.
So we're on a little different schedule today, but that's okay. It's already... a great morning, and you know, yeah, it's true. Morning people suck. So we start talking to this. I start talking to this girl.
Yeah.
Shocker, we never even met because I'm pretty sure, even though I told her that I wasn't really a morning person, she figured it out with all the exclamation points and the multiple question marks. I'm a 3-question mark person at the end of the question.
Whoa.
Yeah, my punctuation is a little bit out of control.
Yeah, you should see someone about that.
They make pills for that.
Euthanasia.
Echinacea.
Ukulele.
Baklava. Yeah. No, it's funny because, like, you can tell, like, I in the morning am very, let's go. This is my best version of me in the morning. It's me at my most energetic, at my most, I'm at my most attractiveness. And I don't mean that at how I look. I mean that I attract most to me in the universe, most effectively in the morning.
Most effectively in the morning. Okay. Makes sense. Yeah.
When are you your most attractive? It's not in the morning for me, like looks wise. And that's it's certainly not at night.
That's what I'm standing in by, right in that bar.
Yeah, you do. Dude, you guys should see him. He's got the plaid thing. He's got the look. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
when do I look my best in the day? I would say probably right around 10 a.m. 10 a.m. If I had to put a timestamp on my best, most attractive version of myself each day,
I'm
10 a.m.
just hitting my stride like when you're going to bed.
I know you are. Like you guys should day. See this kid come home. He comes home with like accents. Can we hear Drunken Belly?
Well, it's more like a country
Belly, what's
accent.
Up, man? Welcome home.
I just fall into the country accent. How you doing today?
How was your night? That was great. You look
it
like
was
you
dang
had...
did fantastic. What I did tonight was just one of those things that you just can't comprehend.
You think he's kidding? I swear to God, if he's had 10 beers, it depends on the beer. It's not a little amount, but if he's had like 10 beers, he's coming home and he's going to be talking, oh, yeah.
There's
going
to have to be some juice in those. There's going to have to be some juice in those.
It's uncomfortable.
Cervezas.
It's uncomfortable. I had a girl over and he was like speaking to us as if he was from like Alabama, you know, just slipping out of your mouth.
Oh, whammy.
Just like, what the fuck?
From collard greens.
God, that's really funny. So, yeah, morning people suck. I did. Even if you are a morning person like I am, you have to understand. You've got to chill it out for the people who are coming out and interacting with you because, my God, no thanks.
I just feel bad for you people at night missing out on so much.
Yeah. But let's get right to it. I would like to get to an article that I have from everybody. I've got also your list of top 10 Christmas songs ranked.
Ranked?
Oh, yeah.
I already know it's number one.
What do you think number one is?
Mariah Carey.
Nope, not even on the list. Nope. Kids' Christmas songs. Sorry, I should have said that. Kids' Christmas songs.
Still.
So, like, you're generic. No, you can't count All I Want for Christmas is You. That's not kids' Christmas song. That's
they
a lover.
They play it.
It's for lovers.
Two kids play the song.
It's for lovers. All I Want for Christmas is You. That's not kids.
It can be for kids. It could be for friends. It could be for family. It could be for... You know, anything.
So we'll do
that.
They
play it. Two kids play it in Love Actually.
Here is a article that is quite interesting. And I wanted to bring it to you guys. I'm going to do a lot of reading here to warm you up today. Belly and I started talking about something. We were joking at first, and then I realized he didn't know what I was talking about.
Nope.
And now he really just doesn't like it.
Nope.
And I get it because of the name. It's very controversial. This is not something, Belly. It's not something that I made up.
No.
I brought it to your attention.
You made this up, but we didn't have to have some other discussions.
Yeah, for sure. In fact, he didn't want me to do this on air today. And I just said, well, I think it's beneficial because if you've never even heard of it, and I think it's something that's commonplace.
I'd rather it never exist.
I've heard this for 10 years.
I can't believe it.
Now, I've noticed it socially my whole life.
I don't believe that either.
I don't believe that you haven't.
I'm the same mindset about every stereotype. To me, a stereotype is placed on something or someone, and then when you place that on someone, it's mentally in your brain that is the only thing that happens. But it's everyone does these things.
Okay, so I think what he's trying to say is, let's say Italians talk with their hands. Okay, now all you think whenever you see an Italian is that they always talk with their hands. But truthfully, most people talk with their
hands.
Old
people drive slow. I know fast old people drivers.
Right. So yes, absolutely. There are exceptions to the rule, and stereotypes for some reason really infuriate me when I see somebody that is furthering their own stereotype. So me talking with my hands right now is doing that, right?
Son of a bitch.
But that's not a bad stereotype. There's nothing wrong with talking with your hands.
Yes, there is. It's very invasive in people's spaces.
You knock over drinks. It's terrible for a studio.
And on the boards.
That's true.
It's terrible.
That's true.
It's the worst habit anyone could have, for sure.
But like, you know, Asian people driving.
Yeah.
That one's tough, but
that
then
because
when
it's
you,
not true because I know a lot of bad every other race drivers.
Every other race drivers, but
I just
can
don't
I
think
ask you a question?
Stereotypes are exclusive.
True,
I'm not
true.
In that of belief.
But can I ask you a question? Answer honestly. If there is a car that's holding up traffic, clearly making a wall from the left lane, you can tell that this is a left lane driver that needs to GTF over. Get out of the left lane. They finally is some room to pass them on the right. And you do because they're not moving. Mm-hmm. And you finally get up to that car and you do realize that it's an Asian driver. Does any part of you go, God, come on, man?
No.
Because it does for me. I do. I think, come on.
Yeah.
You could do this. Like, don't forward the stereotype.
Because
you've got to know that this has been said about you.
I'm going to feel the same way about every single person I pass that way.
You just don't believe stereotypes exist.
I don't
exist.
Believe them. I don't want to. I don't.
You don't,
I don't
want to.
I don't want to, and I don't think they do to me.
Well, that's a really. I mean, look, that's a really cool way of living, man. For you to say, yeah. I don't want stereotypes to exist. I don't either, man, but I think it's ridiculous to say that they don't.
I think it's ridiculous that they do.
It is ridiculous that they do, but to say that they don't, you can't ignore that stereotypes come from somewhere.
I believe it's more just...
You think it's just closet racism?
Yeah, all the time.
Really?
All the time.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you could easily say that. It's just an excuse. No, I'm not being racist. It's just stereotype. Your own race is the one that started it, so I'm just observing.
See, but I don't think it's a start. It's an observation from another race.
Right. Now, that's why I want... God, you couldn't have set it up any better.
Yeah.
Now, what I wanted to bring to you guys today is CPT. You might have heard of this. It's very offensive what the name of this is. Belly right now is already mad at me. He doesn't want me to say it. CPT. You might have heard of it.
It's not a disease.
It's not a disease. I did not make this up. Look it up. It's color people time. And I don't like that word. Obviously, that is not a good word. It should be black people time. It's fine. It's talking about...
I'm late for everything.
You're late for everything. That's fine. But this is speaking to the stereotype that typically people in the black community are fairly late and don't have respect for time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a stereotype that has grown so far that it's now a joke to call it, we're just on CPT. It's no big deal. We'll start about half an hour
late.
Believe you've never heard that before.
I've never heard of it until the other day.
Like, that name is racist AF. I don't like it. But that is, I'm reading an article that's called, It's Time to Quit Operating on CP Time. Okay? And I didn't think that it would be very, beneficial for me and you and me to come up two white guys and start talking about CPT. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
So I was just curious about it because you hadn't heard of anything, and I wanted to say, wait a minute, it's not just something that I've heard in my own circles. There's no way. I look it up, and it's everywhere, and there's articles from the black community. This is TJ Holmes, who is a black man, railing off on CPT, which I found fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just read you a quick article, a quick
sure.
snippet? I received this text message from a dear friend of mine last weekend. You don't usually ask dumb questions, but this will go down as one of them, they said. She was responding to a text I had just sent asking her a pretty innocent question. It was certainly one that was on the surface, wouldn't seem to elicit such a strong response. However, upon brief reflection, I realized she was absolutely right. My question was stupid. This was my question. Did the event start on time? I'm embarrassed that I've even asked because I knew the answer. We all knew the answer, and you know the answer as well. The organizers, participants, and attendees of the event... We're black folks, so of course, no, it didn't start on time. I'm notoriously early to everything. Growing up, I watched The Great Amusement as my mom often got annoyed at my dad for how early he would insist that we arrive everywhere, whether it was church, a movie, doctor's appointment, whatever it was, we were going to be there ahead of the scheduled time. Childhood lessons of punctuality stick with me, and to this day, I'm a guy who'd rather arrive 30 minutes early than wait there than to arrive 30 seconds late, so I loathe tardiness. Let's just pause there. I can't stand tardiness.
Tardiness is not professional or...
it's disrespectful, Belly.
It's disrespectful, but for me, I'm someone who... I'm someone who's very notoriously late for work.
You're not. You say that, but it's because you run the show and it doesn't matter when you walk in. They're all just going to blow you anyway.
Oh, no. It matters. I mean,
showing
up on time on matters.
You don't show up late. If a date was like, hey, let's be there at
7. Oh, no. I'm there before.
Yeah. I don't think that you are bad at showing up on time.
Don't be late for a date.
Don't be late for a date. If it's work and it doesn't matter because you know that if you're scheduled to be there until 2 o'clock in the morning, do you ever leave at 2 o'clock in the morning?
No,
you don't. So if you have to be there at 5 p.m., whether you get there at 5 or 5:15, it doesn't really matter.
Sometimes I leave earlier than 2. So.
If they allow you and offer it to you, but it's never because you're just one of these shithead, like 19-year-olds that you work with. I'm not saying calling anybody out, but I know that in the waiter industry, the young bucks don't care. As soon as you let them out, they're like, I'm out of here. Can I go? Can I go? Can I go? Can I? And finally, you're just like, get out. Yes, I'll take your money. Just get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, obviously tardiness is disrespectful and most people don't enjoy it.
Mm-mm.
So back to this article, he says, yet I always give us, meaning black people, a pass. In my personal and professional dealings with black people over the years, lateness has been a consistent theme. And even though I might get annoyed, I largely accept it as part of the deal when working with our people. It's what I expect. But last weekend, my reaction to tardiness went beyond the usual annoyance and eye roll. For the first time I can remember, I was mad about it. And he goes on to say he was giving a keynote address at a business conference. You know what? I'll just go. My speech was scheduled for afternoon during the awards luncheon. 30 minutes after it was supposed to start, I looked out into the audience. My frustration swelled when I noticed a lot of black college students and recent black college grads. I pounded my fist on the podium and my eyes watered as I talked about the example being set for them by the professionals in charge of the event. He saw the students were a lot of black students and the professionals who put it on, who also were black, were so late in getting it started. Mm-hmm. He went off and just railed off to the kids about why these professionals are screwing it up for everyone. Just railed off. And it's unbelievable because this guy is saying, this hurts to admit, but I often pause when considering doing business with black people or black companies based on my experience, because that black production company in charge of the event I hosted last year that started 45 minutes late, I'll never work with them again or refer them. That black-owned car company that showed up a half an hour late to pick me up with no explanation, I'll never work with that company again. The young black woman who regularly showed up late to work, I wouldn't refer her to another company either.
No.
And the black man who wanted me to join, his organization but showed up 15 minutes late to our meeting, I won't be working with you either.
And just to reiterate, this was an African American that wrote the
article. That's writing this article.
But also,
that's why I find it fascinating.
I would say, but we can all he would also say that same thing about any company that was late.
False. And this is why I say that.
He wouldn't work with the white person that was late as well.
Correct.
I'm saying that those instances of him saying he wouldn't work with them, and yes, it's because they were late, period. It doesn't really matter.
Absolutely. But what you've got this guy saying is that he will have cause to pause if somebody from his own race and community asks him to work with them because of how bad this CPT has gotten and how unbelievably recognized it is that black people are just going to be late. And that's not okay. That's what he's saying. That is not okay.
I don't know. I've never noticed it, I guess.
God bless you. This might be one of those things where when you point out a car you've never seen before, now for the next week, you're going to see that car everywhere. You might start noticing it now.
Yeah.
I'm not saying black people are always late. I'm saying I've recognized what he's talking about in professional settings. Guys, I get hired by, black organizers all the time. And he's not wrong. I'm just saying he's not wrong. I've seen it. I've seen it. I've experienced it. I've lived
it. Have you experienced this with any other race of organizer?
I mean, do you want to be real? No. The honest truth? No. Have I been hired by black people who are organizing it and went exactly on schedule? Absolutely.
Yes.
For sure I have. That's happened. It's not like I'm going to say, no, man, it's a black organizer, not going to do it. But it would make sense from a business standpoint to have cause for pause, because you have to understand my job. Let's go over what happened to me this past weekend. Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, you get hired for a four-hour event. Things get out of schedule and they start running late. For example, the first cocktail hour is only supposed to be an hour. When I, at the end of the hour, say, hey, it's time to go to dinner. You want to go down to dinner? No, we're good. We're just going to stay up here for a while. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, they stayed at the cocktail hour for another 40 minutes. Now we're 40 minutes late to get to the dinner, which means the dinner runs another hour late. By the time they got back up to me to dance, they only had 30 minutes left in a four-hour party.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to have 2 hours. They only had 30 minutes left. And it's not like I can extend it because the venue won't let me. The venue is looking at me going, 11 o'clock. You got to shut it down. Do not let them extend it. We will not extend it. And I'm like, okay. But guess who everybody comes to complain about? The DJ. They come up to the DJ after I play Usher. Yeah, the fifth song of the night. And then I say, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
After half an hour, everyone's coming up to me and say, come on, can't you extend it? Can't you extend it? And what am I going to do? Guys, I'm so sorry, but
no.
Your organizers didn't really follow the plan, and now I'm the one that's getting yelled at. So I can see, for example, why this guy would say, no, I'm not going to do it, because it's the entertainer that is the one that the audience sees.
Yeah.
We're the face of the event, and we're the ones that get blamed for it. I was here an hour early. I've been standing here for 3.5 hours. You guys want to come up to me with a half an hour left? That's not my fault. And so I brought this up, and I just, I'm shocked that you've never heard of it. And I wanted to bring it to the attention today of the people, because all of us listening, because no matter who you are, being on time is just one of those things that you can control. And if you don't, it's on you. I'm not talking to anybody in any race right now. I'm just talking to everyone.
Punctuality.
Punctuality is key, man.
It's a sign of respect.
And it's one of those, like, dress for the job you want, not for the one you have. If you're showing up late, it doesn't show that you have any kind of, like...
Let me tell you what you're not getting when you show up late to. Things like a job interview.
Extras.
If you show up late to, you won't get the job.
But what if, Belly, what if I constantly just showed up 10 minutes late to work? Just because, whatever.
Most likely you'll get a talking to.
Or not even. Let's say a promotion comes up. Who do you think is going to get the promotion if two people are even?
Someone who's on time.
Someone who shows the extra little tiny bit of being able to control yourselves and your life and your daily habits. Whether they're white, black, purple, green, or orange, it doesn't matter. If you can get there on time and one other person can't, that you're already just ahead of the game. So just please, especially if you're running events. Boy, you got really mad when I was telling you about how this event went
just
back.
I've heard it all before. The other thing that really drives it is... coordinating groups can be the ones that drive it, but those moments where there's large groups that you got to move and big spaces, it takes time. You shouldn't be surprised when things start running behind, because a lot of times your group is not going to adhere to the schedule.
It's not bad. But
especially holiday parties, like weddings, most people get itineraries.
And this is
when things are going down. But in holiday parties, everyone is literally going to get drunk. Everyone's
let
off the steam, go wild, have fun. But you know what they don't get? They don't get itineraries. They don't know that you're supposed to be eating dinner at 8 o'clock.
He makes a really good point, because what he doesn't realize, the thing about this party that I was doing was that they had like they had a cocktail hour, and then they had like a sit down dinner planned for an hour, like where the caterer was going to bring people their plates. That is not a lot of time for a company party to do a sit down dinner, because when you're getting them down to sit, Belly, you called it hurting.
The more people you have, add an extra hour.
He called it hurting, and it is true. It is hurting cattle trying to get people that are drinking from the cocktail hour to their seats.
Yep.
Anytime you got to move them, it's literally hurting cattle.
Sometimes it's bells, sometimes it's shouting.
They wanted to do a bell. That's what he was laughing at. They were drinking.
No, we do bells. We do bells for events for us.
Yeah, but they were an extra 40 minutes, so an hour and 40 minutes of just getting shit can hammered. Yep. And you think a little tiny bell's going to do it? No, if you're drinking
with
your buddies from work.
Start on the outside from where you want them to go, so they go away from the bell sounds.
Let's do top 10
Christmas
songs.
Scare them with the bells.
You want to do top, because, I mean, look, the theme of today's show... bah humbug. I am over December.
What?
I'm over December. It's my birthday month and it's Christmas and I'm ruining it. So what I want you to do is remind me next year. I am not going to work in December next year.
You should, though. It's great money. Is it a little bit? Holiday parties?
Let's put it this way. If I didn't need the money that comes in from December to make a... strong to still hit my goals of the year,
and it
why work it
always helps the tax.
It does, but why? I mean, F man. I am so over December, dude. Because let me tell you something. You see me these Christmas parties, folks. It's not like a wedding. He's right. At a wedding, people go with their best behaviors. They all know that they're going to be following directions. We're going to be herded like cattle
to
different places.
There may be one or two aunt or uncle that can get a little too wild and cause some drama. But weddings are all about respecting the ceremony and the event.
And the bride. That's such a good point. It's the bride. It's all about having the bride, making sure the bride has the best day. The groom is second. So make sure
that couple will burn you out of their life if you ruin the wedding.
Oh, for sure.
Like literally light you on fire. Doesn't matter who you are. Friend, mother, sister, uncle, cousin.
But Christmas
even the grandparents burn
if
they ruin that day.
But a Christmas party everybody for themselves. I just want to hear my own tunes. I want to drink my drink. I want tequila shots with Bob from accounting who doesn't typically drink. Let's get him hammered. Now Bob's puking.
And there's always one person in that group that gets too drunk.
Oh, man. It's not even one. It's just too
many
of them.
It's usually most.
And if you hire me for a Christmas event and it's 7 to 11, typically we're partying from 7 to 11. It's an open dance floor from 7 to 11. That's 4 hours of a dance set. I don't sit. That's 4 hours. I don't take breaks.
Mm-hmm.
What's a break? This is amateur hour?
Yep.
At a wedding, if it's a 6-hour wedding, I might do 2 hours of dances, right? Because you got the ceremony, you got the cocktail, you got the dinner, the speeches. By the time it gets to dancing, out of that 6 hours, you're really only doing about 2 hours of a dance set.
Mm-hmm. But you got to... You could do some announcing and
I do the announcing, but I'm doing that all at my own leisure, man. Weddings are 100 times easier, less stress than these goddamn Christmas parties.
There's also these things called itineraries.
Yes, that people know to follow. Christmas parties, it's just a 4-hour shit show. And everybody wants to hear their own fucking personal play a Cardi B. Let's Cardi B. When then you got like 50-year-old that comes around, hey, can you play that song from back in the day? You know, I feel like it'd be good. Well, there's Cardi B. I'm out, dude.
And Kathy forgot to eat, so we're all screwed. Kathy from accounting.
Oh, Kathy ordered all her gluten-free, and she got whatever the hell she got. Everybody just goes to these Christmas parties to complain. And the funny thing about it is I did one the other week, and it was bring your kids. Sure. Okay. So you hire a DJ. Bring your kids. It'd be fun. I'm 30 minutes in. It's a freaking bowling alley. I'm at a bowling alley.
Okay. That's okay.
Great. Now I have half the room. Imagine this whole screen that you guys are looking at is the entire room.
How do you have
half
a bowling alley for a DJ?
Huh?
How do you have half a bowling alley?
No. This is what I'm going to explain. If you guys are looking at our screen right now and Belly over there is on one side, I'm over here. If you split the screen in half, right here, and the speakers are going all towards Belly.
Mm.
So I'm standing here and I'm pushing sound towards Belly. Everything happening behind me is the bowling. So the bowling alleys are all behind me. If you want to go bowling, the speakers are not pointing behind me. You will not hear the music very loud because the music is pointing in front of me towards Belly. You want to go bowling? Go behind me where you can go bowling.
Want to dance? Jump with Belly.
Woo! Belly, I'm 30 minutes in. Not even. 20 minutes in.
Hey, could you turn it down?
Some lady comes over to me and she goes, hi, I'm really sorry, but do you think, you know, there's kids here. And I was wondering, do you think you could just like turn it down a little bit? Dude, I could barely even hear the music from my own booth. And I was like, well, yeah. Where are the kids that in question right now? Who's feeling like it's loud? She turns around and looks at her kid, and she goes, "Well, mine for one. He's right over there, and he's already kind of in the quiet area. He's over by the bowling alley, not where the fucking music is pointed." And I say, "Oh, okay. I'm not really sure how much quieter I can make it, you know." She goes, "Well, the organizer of the event said that I could come over and ask you to turn it down." I said, "Okay, did she?" And she goes, "Let me go get her." She gets the organizer. This woman goes to get the can you imagine why these organizers hate doing this stuff?
Now
she's got to deal with stupid mom whose 8-year-old kid can't handle the DJ music from behind the speakers at your bowling alley. Shut the fuck up. Are you kidding me? Then don't bring your fucking kid to a guys. I am so over that kind of selfishness. Then bring him the fuck outside. Go sit outside for
bowling
a while.
Alleys
Guess
are
what? It's a whole party. These people spent a lot of money on a DJ for you not to turn them down.
I will say bowling alleys are
here.
Typically loud.
They're loud. And it's not because I'm playing music, because the goddamn pins.
The pins are crashing and burning everywhere.
Oh, man. It's probably, you know what? Go in front of my speakers, because at this point, it's probably the quietest place in the whole fucking place. I'm so mad at this stuff.
Yeah, you're raging.
What kind of selfish fucking attitude is that I'm going to bring my toddler to a Christmas party and then tell the DJ to turn it down because it's too loud for him? Don't bring your kid.
Don't bring your kid.
Go in a different area.
I don't understand how much louder it could be.
How much more quiet it could be. Turn it down anymore, you wouldn't hear it over the pins crashing. They're behind the speakers. Like, the selfishness that goes into these Christmas parties, dude, I don't care. Look, I know I don't have kids, and maybe I'm talking like an asshole right now for some. Like, there's probably a mom in the audience going, hey, I would do that. Well, you know what? I'd say the same thing to you. Bring your kid out in the fucking hallway.
From Lunchbox.
Get out of here.
Tell us how you, from the social media Lunchbox, tell us how you really feel.
I'm too full.
But no, it.
Hey, guys, imagine that. You're graded on these people who are drinking. They're all going to leave me a review. And they're leaving it from a drunken perspective. They have to remember last night when they were drinking and how good I did. If they can't even hear the music because one fucking lady and her mom can't and her kid can't handle two freaking decibels on my board, then go to a different party, please.
This party just wasn't for you.
Oh, man. None of these are. I'm out. Next December, I'm
no,
out.
No, not you. This that woman with her kid.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to a library. Go to a library. Have a book it party.
There's a Barnes & Noble right down the street.
You guys remember Book It?
Move it down.
Oh, man. I got that off my chest. You guys want to have some fun? Let's find out what's bugging Belly.
And now, it's time for another segment of... What's Bugging Belly?
Hey there, Mr. Belly Balls. What's bugging you?
So another time, here we are again. And guess what? Something's bugging me. It's the holiday season, and this always happens every holiday season, but I've been starting to receive them. And I understand. It's for good luck. It's some kind of special tradition. But you know what I don't want in my wallet?
Four leaf clovers?
You know what I don't want in my wallet? A $2 bill. Do you have a $2 bill, Luch?
I haven't seen a $2 bill in 10 years.
Well, there's one for you.
Well, you got another one?
Oh, I've got another
one. Are you serious?
Here's a $2 bill.
When's the last time, Social Media Lounge, when's the last time you saw two $2 bills in a room?
Here's three. One. $2 bill.
Three?
Oh, wait. There's more. There's more.
What?
See if I can get to it.
Are you kidding me? You have four $2 bills?
I have four, you'd say? Four $2 bills?
You don't have five.
All right, let's see. One?
That is another one. Dude, who are these?
Bill.
Who are these people running around giving you $2 bills? Another one? Five?
$2 bill. $2 bill. Oh, that's six.
Are you serious?
That's a $2 bill. Oh, hey.
Who has six, seven?
I have $14. Wait, let's just make sure. Yes, I have $14 worth of $2 bills.
That's unbelievable.
Have you ever paid with something with a $2 bill?
Dude, I don't remember the last time seeing a $2 bill. Does that count as tender?
Now, yes, it does. It is of legal note. It even says right here on the dollar, this note is legal tender for all debts and public and private. So yes, I could walk into somewhere and if I had a $13 tab of something, I could hand them seven $2 bills and say, here's your money.
And a dollar.
And they'd have to take it.
But why do you care then? If it's legal tender, well, who cares?
Because here's the thing about the $2 bill. What's the novelty of a $2 bill? If I want $2 bills, I'm going to just get two $1 bills. Okay? The $1 bills exist for a reason. These $2 bills, I get it. We had a guy come in say, oh, can I tip you in $2 bills?
He asked?
Yeah.
You know what? If you have to ask, there's a reason you're asking.
Well, guy,
you're an asshole.
Well, guy, guess what? Like, what am I supposed to tell you? Fuck no, I don't want your money. No, apparently. Yes, I do. I do. But.
It doesn't matter. You can use it the same as a 1, a 5, a 10, or a 20.
After your third tip of $2 bills, I'm like, you know, you might have had too many $2 bills. I don't need this much good. I get it. You're trying to pass good fortune around. It's the holiday season. I guess it's, I don't know this.
Will you use those?
The magic?
Because, folks.
No, I'm going to take these straight to the bank, and I'm going to put them in the bank, and I'm going to say, give me 14 $1 bills.
You're going to go convert those?
Of course. No, I'm just going to go just put it in my account, please.
Oh, so don't give me 14 $1 bills. Just put it in my account. So, okay, I think I get this. You don't want to.
I don't want to spend them anyway.
Okay, because you don't want to contribute to the spending of $2 bills in circulation.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I want them all out. I want them all out. All $2 bills out of circulation.
What's such a weird thing to be mad about? In fact, and I get it. You're not weird. What are some things, Social Media Lounge, what are some things that make you infuriated for no reason? For no good reason, really. There's no reason he should be mad at that, but I get it. It's just a thing that irks him because, damn it, I'm so tired of these $2 bills this time of year. What is something that makes you mad? You know, I could say people who are late. But I don't think that's unreasonably mad. I want an example of something that makes you unreasonably mad.
Apparently, $2 bills are the rarest currency. You don't say.
Is that what the social media lounge is telling you?
No, that's what Google says.
Really?
Guess what? They're not that rare.
Yeah, dude, I've never seen seven $2 bills in a room.
You haven't even seen one in like the last 5 years.
No.
And here are seven.
Seven of them.
Seven. Seven $2 bills. Now, I shouldn't complain, of course.
I'm not saying you shouldn't complain. It's fine. It irks
but
you for whatever reason.
$2 bills. Because I don't.
Is I'm it worth? Would you rather them tip you in quarters?
Yeah. I have a change
jar. Be honest.
Jar. I have a change jar. I'd rather quarters.
See, he just hates $2 bills. What is something that makes you unreasonably mad?
How would you feel handing a $2 bill in to pay for something?
Why would that cross your mind? I wouldn't even think about it. Here's $2. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know. It's just looking at Jefferson just annoys
the
hell out of me.
You could even make the argument. You just hate Jefferson.
Yeah. Jefferson's the way he's creepily staring on these $2 bills.
In fact, you could make the argument that you're spreading cheer with those $2.
What's
behind
the smirk?
When you give it to somebody, you're actually giving them something that's lucky.
I'll just spread my $2 around and charity-wise.
It's like handing somebody a four-leaf clover.
Because I think that's what they originally meant for, is charity.
I think you're unreasonably upset at these $2 bills.
I think these $2 bills need a new home.
Let's go spread the
Federal Reserve.
Can you make it rain with $2 bills?
Seven $2 bills.
That's right. TTR Studios.
Covered in $2 bills.
In the money.
I just don't understand why they were even brought into the existence.
I got some stuff for you here, man.
I just don't. What is it, to pay for a soda pop? Vending machines can't take $2 bills. Okay? I guarantee vending machines would see this shit and say...
No, they definitely don't.
They definitely
says,
don't want this giant signing of the Declaration of Independence, which is on the back of all $2
bills.
Why don't
you put them in the...
In case you didn't know...
Why don't you go put them in the Salvation Army thing? No one's going to complain there.
No one.
None of them are going to
complain. That's a great place for it. And I'll be fine donating $14.
You know what we should do? We should just go follow you around... Seven different places. Watch you pay with a $2 bill and then just gauge. Hold on. I want you to get, and then we'll gauge the response of the cashier because seven is an odd number. So if we have four cashiers that aren't mad about it, then it's okay. It's acceptable to pay in $2. But if we have four cashiers that look at it like they're annoyed, now we've got some info. What's going on in the social media lounge?
Nothing. I'm just reading about factoids about $2 bills.
Fair enough. All right. Let's get to, I want to just clean
$2
something up.
Bills.
$3 bill, one of the best albums of my childhood.
Was that a...
Bullet.
What?
$3 bill.
Never heard of it.
Come on.
Never heard of it.
I did it all for the Nookie.
No.
Come on, the Nookie.
$3 bill was the name of that album?
Yeah, it was. Limp Bizkit.
Really?
Give me something to break. Yeah. Oh, man. That was a great album.
Limp Bizkit. Also not a great name.
No. Did you know the reason that... Do you know what that name is, by the way?
I'm assuming anything limp, you don't want to be.
No. No. This is from Silicon Valley, they explain this. The show on HBO, Limp Bizkit. All right, if you have a... this is not appropriate.
No.
This is a frat game.
Oh. Nope. I'm not... Nope. Weird.
I really hope this doesn't actually happen, but this is apparently where Limp Bizkit comes from.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like the name.
All of the what is it? The inductees, the people, the rushes stand in a circle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
Let's
the cracker.
Do this appropriately.
It's the cracker.
It's the cracker. So they will race to finish onto the cracker.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And the last person to do so has to eat the cracker.
Gross.
That's disgusting. I don't like that stuff. That's why I'd never even like. I don't know if that actually exists, but that if you can look it up, that is a where Limp Bizkit comes from. And I mean, I just wanted no part of rushing. I don't even care if it's just like just kill your fifth in
you
an
did
hour.
It all for
it's
the Nookie, just, right?
I need a better one, man. I need touchdown. Do you have it?
Do I? Yes. I've
God, because I need. That was good. All right. Very nicely done. All right. So if we can, please, let's get to. Do you want the top 10 Christmas songs or do you want to do. Well, I want to clean something up real quick.
Yeah.
Remember we were talking about a little while ago, smoke show. What is a smoke show? Is it an offensive word for
way
a woman?
Back. Yeah, yeah.
This is way back. Offensive word for a woman? No, it's not. I submit, no, it is not. And I will show you why right now. This is me playing a video I recorded on my phone for you from the best show on TV right now. If you are not watching The Good Place, seriously, what are you guys doing? It is phenomenal. It's written by the same showrunner as The Office and Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm. So, Michael Schur.
Absolutely. If you like those, you will certainly love this. And I want to play from you a little quick clip as something that I've been watching this show. It's Kristen Bell, you know, Sarah Marshall. And she the first scene, she wakes up and she's in heaven. And they take it from there. It's got Ted Danson. And this is her talking to somebody, but listen to what she says. Smoke show.
Oh,
thank you. In the public eye, it is not something that I made up. I am not a bad person. That is a woman calling herself a smoke show, saying that she is hot. Oh, thank you.
Hey, nothing wrong with that at all. Touchdown.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Adam's not a sexist asshole.
That's what she said.
That's the kind of production we need out here. Well done. Now, where's my touchdown? No, I'm just kidding. All right, so yeah, that's
he's got a need.
You should be watching The Good Place. It is absolutely hilarious, and it will make you think a little bit about how you're running your own life. It will. I've found myself being a better...
If it makes you think about how you're running your own life, you may have needed this show.
It's really interesting, talking about morality, and if there actually was...
Yep.
Basically, the premise of the show is, on Earth, every action you do and is counted for points.
Earned your points.
Points against or points for you. And it all is about what kind of decision, you know, what kind of...
Seems like a flawed system, though.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. But then can't you imagine the different antics that we're going to get into?
Yeah, imagine if everyone got in that was supposed to get in.
And imagine if somebody got in who wasn't deserved. Now you got a show. And by the way, that's Kristen Bell.
That's basically the whole
point. So I'm telling you, no, I didn't give away anything. Believe me. So it's just a really good premise. And it's really funny, man. I'm telling you, if you want to watch a good show, it's on. The first two seasons are on Netflix. The third season, I believe, is on demand. They're in the middle of the third season. It's current right now. So you definitely want to watch The Good Place. It's worth it. Okay. You want to do the most beneficial elective you can take today, or do you want to do top 10 Christmas songs?
I want to know what elective to take.
Dude. Listen.
Is it leisure studies? Because that's what was mine.
Remember back in middle school when they made you take electives? You have to take two electives. You get to choose whatever it is you want in your 7-period day.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think the most beneficial elective if you were
health and PE.
That's you as a 13-year-old. But if you're an advisor, this is your child.
Health and PE.
Okay.
Be healthy, folks. Stretch every day.
It's not one of the electives. You have to take health and PE. So if you had to tell your kid to choose, if your child's, your 13-year-old child, 7th grade, says, "Dad, I don't know what kind of elective to take. Here's the list of things to choose from. Can you help me to pick one? I'm indifferent." What do you think the most beneficial, and I'm saying this for a reason, because there's a skill that I have that I learned in 7th grade elective that if I didn't take that class, man, I don't know what I'd be doing with my life.
Leisure
today.
Studies.
It's not leisure studies, although I wish I'd gotten better at that because, you know.
I'm great at it.
Well, yeah, I'm way too good at it.
I got an A in that class.
I got an A+. I still do to this day, every day. Our whole life is leisure studies.
It was a college course that was leisure studies that I took in college.
It's a daily creed here at TTR Studios.
Yeah.
But what is the most beneficial elective that you took that helps you mostly with skills that you still learn or use today?
Math?
Not an elective. Belly, you're a good student. Let's talk like you've got like...
I was a fair student.
Like wood shop class, home ec.
Oh, yeah.
Home ec, those are two different
things. Home ec, I wish they taught more of.
Shop class. You got home ec, which is like, you know, cooking and sewing and stuff.
Cooking, sewing, just any kind of like around the home tasks.
I don't
want to
say the one that I've picked.
I have
a language. You can pick a language.
I did AutoCAD.
What is that, cars?
Well, it's you use a program to design things on the computer.
Oh, engineering for sure.
Floor planning.
Phenomenal.
And,
phenomenal.
3D designs, all kinds of
stuff.
What
about like, you know, DECA? Like business? Meh, okay.
Yeah.
Meh. Drama?
Yeah.
I remember drama, theater sports were awesome.
I wish I did more drama.
I wish I did more drama. But I would never have given up this one, and I still haven't named it.
Musicals.
It's not musicals. Although it does, you could call a piano this.
A pianist?
Keyboarding.
Keyboarding?
Keyboarding. Learning to type.
Learning to type? Yeah, I definitely took that. Mr. Ferg was the man.
I remember taking that in seventh grade. And I mean, you know, I used to hunt and peck. And then after one half of a year, boom.
You learn what the bumps are.
Oh, you learn what the bumps are. I've even got numbers down at this point. I don't have to look. Like
the QWERTY keyboard.
I can totally look at a piece of paper and write it and type it and do all
could
that.
Could you, if someone printed you a blank keyboard,
absolutely.
You could put on everything
it
correct?
100%.
Cool.
And I just cannot think of a more beneficial class that I took that helped me with things that I still use today. And so I started wanting to think, like, what do you think would be a beneficial class for, like, a kid today?
Smartphone usage.
You know what I mean? Like, honestly, like, app building?
Read a book. It's a class where you come in, you have to drop your phone into a box, and they hand you a book instead, and you just read. because you need to know how to read.
Because I don't think
I guess that's English class. That's what should happen in all English classes. People should just walk in, drop their phones down so they have to pay attention to the teacher.
Well, because I don't think that if you asked me to learn keyboarding now, I'd be able to learn it. It's one of those things that you learn as a kid. It's like learning a new language now. Like, good luck. I mean, I could do it, but it's going to take a while, man. Now,
coding is a language that is really hard to learn.
But if you took that, there's another one. That would be a great elective to take in middle school. Coding, HTML.
HTML.
C++, all that?
I bet you they should teach it in high schools, actually. Oof. That's not a bad idea.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So
high schools, they
up.
Should definitely teach that.
Let's get into... All right, cool. Let's do if you guys would like... You
should teach home ec still, too.
I'd like to sew. You sewed Kermit. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Was
sewing, well, just any kind of like home maintenance or cooking or any level of stuff should be taught at home because if you're not getting taught at home, you got to be taught somewhere. Should home ec be taught at home or at school? Some people don't have time to teach home ec at home.
Make time.
Yep. Teach them how to do the laundry at school.
Yeah. All right, let's go into the top 10 Christmas songs.
You're watching
songs.
The gym shorts today, kids. They stink.
Top 10 Christmas songs for kids given to you by GourmetGiftBaskets.com. Are we ready? Top 10.
I don't trust these gourmet gift baskets.
Let me tell you something. What do you think? You think number one is?
Should be.
But that's not for kids.
It could be for kids. There's nothing dirty in that song.
All I want for Christmas is you?
Yeah.
Quick sidebar.
I just want you home. I just want you with me. I just want you here. It doesn't have to be your body. Get your mind out of the body.
All right. Now we're going to do it because now I want to know. Lyrics.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus won't make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own, more than you would ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you, baby.
Yeah, it's a great message.
That's not for
don't
kids.
Care about the gifts. Don't care about the festivities. Care about the people that you are celebrating with.
I think we just came up with our new yearly debate. Is Lethal Weapon a Christmas movie?
Die Hard.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Thank you. This now is All I Want for Christmas a kid's song? The answer is no.
It's a probes.
It's not a probes.
It's appropriate.
All right.
I don't see how it's not. I think the message out of it is actually fairly important. Don't care about the presents underneath the tree.
He might be onto something.
I don't want... It's literally just saying, care about the people.
All right, so we'll make an honorary number 11, All I Want for Christmas is You. Now, number 10. Are you ready? I want to just see if this sits well with you. If you see... I'm going to run through them, and if any are out of order, you just let me know. Number 10, Away in the Manger.
Yeah.
Kind of indifferent.
Yeah.
Do you even know any of the lyrics of that? I don't remember.
Away in a manger, blah, blah, blah.
Okay,
blah,
you got
blah,
the title. Very nice. Number 9. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
That's a good one. Festive and joyful.
Sure. But is it behind number 8, Deck the Halls?
No. Or it's 100% behind that. Deck the Halls is way better.
Deck the Halls is in a good place.
Yep.
Above We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Okay. Deck the Halls 8. Number 7. Are you okay with this? All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
Weird. That's a weird song.
That's kind of, I mean, that's obviously for kids. But I don't like this one for 6.
Yeah, is it Mommy Kissing Santa Claus?
No, that didn't make it.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Number 6, The 12 Days of Christmas.
That's a good one.
My true love gave to me. All you know is.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Five golden rings.
Four calling birds.
Okay, get French out of here. That's supposed to be all you know.
And a partridge. You can't just say a number. You start me at 7, I'm going all the way back.
Yeah, I got to end the tune. I have to resolve the melody.
Yeah. It's like Cartman not being able to, when he hears first parts of Come Sail Away.
Oh, I think Andy, when he hears any song from The Office and he has to resolve the melody.
Yeah.
That's another one. That's two very good ones. Number 5, Silent Night.
Yeah, good.
Slower.
Casual.
I thought I'd see Hallelujah on there, not on it. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's not really a Christmas tune. Yeah.
It's more of an all year song, that one.
Number 4, it's Frosty the Snowman.
Good.
I'm down with that. Frosty, it belongs up there.
Just don't let Lana Del Rey sing it, because that's a terrible version of that song.
All right, well, let me just... do you feel that these belong... Right now, I think we're okay with this list from GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
They're good.
But top 3 now. We're really getting into the nitty.
You're missing a couple that I know off the top of my head.
You better hope they're in the number 3.
Yeah.
Number 3. Top kids' Christmas songs of all time.
Baby, It's Cold Outside. That one's not on the list.
A little rapey.
Only in one way.
Number 3, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
I was going
to
say, that better be on the list.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Think it's okay at 3, though?
It's okay at 3 until I'd hear that the other two are terrible songs and they're not rocking around the Christmas tree.
Number 2.
Rocking around the Christmas tree is on this list, right?
There's only 2 spots left, Felly.
There's only 2 spots left, and Rocking Around the Christmas, there's 2 I haven't heard.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, been told yet.
That one's not for kids. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
The Nutcracker?
Very upset.
What about Drummer Boy?
The Little Drummer Boy? It could stick out the top 10.
Ba-dum-ba-bum-bum. Number 2, Jingle Bells!
Jingle Bells? Not Jingle Bell Rock?
Nope.
I prefer the Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Number 1.
Not White Christmas? It's got to be White Christmas.
Social Media Lounge, what is number 1? I will give you 1 minute to get your answers in.
I think it should be White
Christmas.
What
should number 1 be?
Santa Claus is Coming to Town is what should be number 1.
Pipe them in, let's go, Social Media Lounge.
But apparently it's number 3.
Pipe it in. What do you think the...
is coming to town.
Before we move on, I will just let you guys know we will be doing another Looch Dog in the Morning Friday morning. We're giving you 2 this week. That's right. We'll give you both. I'm very excited to do that. 10 a.m. Just meet us right here on the channel. YouTube, TTR Studios on YouTube. Thank you very much. A new weekly one-wheel challenge is out. Head over to the Facebook group, Weekly One-Wheel Challenges. You're riding inside this week. And we'll see what kind of riding you can do inside an enclosed room. Belly, anything coming in through the Social Media Lounge, what they think their number 1 Christmas song for kids of all time?
They just say Christmas music is an assault on the senses.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, number 1.
That song's about bullying.
It is. It's good.
But also overcoming those bullies and being yourself. The Island of Misfit Toys. That is not a good list. It's missing White Christmas.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
I don't like that one.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock.
All I Want for Christmas is You shouldn't be on there because it's not a kid's song.
It's definitely available for kids.
It's not a kid's song.
Kids sing that song all the time.
We will fight more on this. I will hear from you.
I'll ask Mariah herself.
We'll get Mariah Carey possibly. Maybe we'll have a fake character to answer for her. But I would love for you to leave in the comments below, is All I Want for Christmas is You a kid's song for Christmas? We have had a blast with you guys today. Belly, we gotta get the hell out of here. Say goodbye to the people, dude.
That was a terrible list.
So
people don't understand Christmas. Whatever. Bah, Jingle Bell Rock, White Christmas, not on the list.
Will you put together your top 10 for Friday? Do you think you could do that?
I can put my top 10 together, and then I could put all basic bitches together.
Oh, let's do that. A basic bitches top 10.
And it's 1 out of 10, all I want for Christmas is you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Belly Matt LaBelle putting his stamp on today's hour. This has been a blast. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you guys Friday, 10 a.m. Head over to the weekly One Wheel Challenges and get your submissions in. You've only got a week, and we can't wait to see what you do inside with your One Wheels. Thanks for hanging out with us today. For everybody here at TTR Studios, this is Looch Dog in the Morning. We'll see you guys Friday.
See you Friday.